As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A morning cup of adrenaline. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
It was a beautiful day. Learning tonight more about Marilyn man Kilmer Albrego Garcia. You remember him. He's in the news more than Trump these days. A new report suggests something strange was going on when he was pulled over on a Tennessee highway in 2022. The officer at the time suspected it was a human trafficking incident. And it looks like that, doesn't it? Now we're told through a DHS source that the car Abrego Garcia was driving belonged to a convicted human smuggler.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
How about
good
that, Griff?
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Good, good. Listen, I'm on TV. Seconds later, I am on the greatest radio show in the country, the Mark Cox Morning Show. How are you guys doing? Listen, I'm literally can hardly keep up with the MS-13 gang members, the TDA gang members, particularly the one living on the property of a New Mexico judge. But it is, you know, you played in that intro when I was on with Brian and Fox Friends earlier today. We're just learning more and more about this alleged MS-13 gang member, Kilmer Albrego Garcia, and this tie to a confessed human smuggler. So as we reported, Albrego Garcia was pulled over in 2022 in Tennessee, driving from basically Tennessee, from Texas to Maryland. And he stopped for speeding, but according to the trooper, allegedly, Albrego Garcia pretended to speak less English, playing kind of dumb, and attempted to throw the trooper off track by responding to questions with questions. The guy that was riding with him had confessed just 2 years prior to human smuggling. And the vehicle they were in, according to the Tennessee Highway Patrol, was on a suspected human smuggling list. You know, when I'm down there and when you've seen me do those raids where we've literally apprehended in real time a lot of the smugglers, dramatic stuff, but the way they do it is they just keep a list, a database of various vehicles they've known or suspected of being, you know, human smuggling operations. And it turned out this vehicle he was driving was one of them.
I have questions. So, first of all, I'm sure that they'll say he was just being profiled for driving while illegal. And number two, did he have a driver's license, Griff? Because if not, why would that trooper not have arrested him on the spot?
So there lies maybe some fair criticism of the Tennessee troopers, because we know that Albrego Garcia was released with simply a warning for driving with an expired license.
But so at some point, the state of Maryland gave an illegal alien a driver's license. That's crazy to me.
That would certainly be the logical conclusion. I hadn't seen the license, but yeah. And look, this is all, you know, going on as this battle wages over his deportation to El Salvador with this due process questions. And, you know, a judge yesterday gave a 6 p.m. deadline for the government to prove what they are or aren't doing to facilitate his return. The judge yesterday gave him a 1 week delay. The government asked for a delay, said, you know, we can't get that to you, so we'll find out where that is. But this is really an interesting case because it's diving into the due process. In a nutshell, for all of our listeners that have been watching this going, what the heck is like the deal?
Yeah.
Just remember this. Griff Jenkins, Mark Cox, U.S. citizens have a 10 out of 10 level of due process because we're American citizens. When any illegal crosses the border illegally, you started zero due process. Whatever happens to you later in the court system through complicated immigration law that has long been in need of a revamping, you gain certain levels. Okay. So ultimately we now know in 2019, Abrego Garcia was arrested, picked up for being illegal, went before a judge in 2019, who determined that he was a threat to the community because of his association and alleged involvement with MS-13, and gave him a final order of removal, at which time the Abrego Garcia's attorney petitioned that judge, said, hang on, you can't send him back to El Salvador because of threat from Barrio 18, which is the sworn enemy gang of MS-13. He got that. The error was sending him to El Salvador as opposed to anywhere else. But as he comes back, it's important that our viewers and listeners know he's not coming back with this due process right of a U.S. citizen, as Democrats would have you believe, right, that the Constitution is being set on fire. It simply would be bringing him back to then ultimately figure out what exactly is his due process at this moment. And that's complicated, nuanced, but it's an important point to make, because this isn't like the Constitution's been set on fire at the behest of a U.S. citizen.
We were just talking to your coworker, Shannon Bream, and she said she asked Van Hollen, you know, hey, let's just say they bring this Garcia guy back and he ends up getting deported again. That's exactly what would happen. Would you be happy with that? Would that satisfy what you're asking for? And he said yes.
I don't believe
that.
Does
anyone buy that?
I don't believe that.
Well, he said yes because he knows exactly that's going to happen. As I just laid out, the moment you bring him back, he goes right back in front of not this judge that's demanding facilitate his return, not to the Supreme Court. It goes before an immigration judge, at which point the government, the Trump administration, will now say, the original identification as an MS-13 gang member stands. He's going to continue his process of this final removal, so he's getting deported again. And we're removing the withholding of removal, the protection from being sent back to El Salvador, because MS-13 has now been designated a foreign terrorist organization. Mm-hmm.
But Griff, it's
actually going to be we're going to send him right back to El Salvador. It appears
I'm too much of a cynic to buy that. Here's what I think the Democrats are hoping for: if they can just get him back on U.S. soil, they will judge shop till they find a liberal federal judge who will demand that he be detained in the United States until they get to decide his fate. They'll take it out of the hands of the deportation court, which is why I think the Trump administration needs to avoid bringing him back to U.S. soil at all costs.
But aren't all these hearings going through Texas, or is that just the people who have recently come over the border? I thought that was part of this, is that they all have to go through Texas.
Well, I mean, look, I think Mark is right what the Democrats will attempt. And Kayleigh McEnany had a great line last night on TV saying the DNC should just change their acronym to Defending Non-Citizens. That's exactly what they're doing.
Oh, I love that.
But to your point, Kim, so what happened was the Supreme Court ruling took from the district judge's case about facilitating his return and said, from henceforward, you cannot claim habeas, which is, you know, arguing against your removal, unless it's in the district where you're being removed. Mm-hmm. So everything going forward has to be, in this case, with those new TDA gang members you're talking about, it's in Texas.
Oh, and so speaking this
TDA,
wouldn't be
by
him.
The way, we haven't even talked about this judge in New Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
Resigns without explanation. So we don't know exactly why he did, but it happened just days after HSI, Homeland Security Investigation agents, raided his property, arrested an alleged TDA gang member who we now know had been given lodging by the wife after doing odd jobs for him in the couple's casita at the back of the property. And in the court document I read on the air, defendant, that is this guy, Christian Ortega Lopez, defendant was introduced to Nancy Cano's daughter, April, who possessed a large number of firearms, and defendant advised that April allowed him to hold and sometimes shoot firearms. It's crazy. It also says in the documents that Ortega Lopez worried about telling the judge's wife about his AK-47 tattoo, which is a train coming out of Aragua, which is a known TDA identifier.
No, I have the same tattoo, Griff.
Yeah, I know. Yours is much better. But
right,
here's the thing,
you.
Kim. And no one's talking about this. You know, they keep saying alleged, suspected TDA gang member. So let's just step back for a second. If you are not in TDA or you are not an MS-13 and you tattoo MS-13 across your neck or have an AK-47 tattoo with a train coming out of Aragua and the gang learns you have their tattoo, you know what happens to you? You're dead.
I'll bet.
Like, there's no way this guy's going to have TDA tats and he's not a member.
Or if you're not an MS-13 gang member, you would have nothing to fear from the other gang in El Salvador. So you're admitting that you're a gang member, and that's why you don't want to go back and be killed by the other
but
gang.
But wouldn't you
right?
say I'm reformed? Yeah. That was my old life, which people can change. But the guy clearly, in 2022, he was driving, just like you said, Griff, driving that guy's car and was trying to, you know,
but it's
mislead
like,
police.
It's like being in the mob. You can't just leave.
No, they pull you back in. Look,
right.
I mean, look, this judge in TDA gang Cato Kalin arrangement is just made for Netflix. But I will say this, Ortega Lopez, I looked at the documents, illegally entered the country in Eagle Pass, Texas on December 15th, 2023. And I am scrolling through all of my pictures on the phone because December 15th is my birthday. And I remember spending it in Eagle Pass. We were all joking because it was the height of the crisis. And I was in Eagle Pass on that day. I'm just looking back to see if I actually met the guy.
Kim, I have to give you a little explainer there. Cato Kalin lived in O.J. Simpson's guest house. That's why he was making that. That was an O.J. Simpson reference, just so you know.
Yeah, that's before,
I have to school
before
her sometimes
my time.
There,
well,
Griff.
When was that? What year was that?
I
was very young. I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah, like 94 or so. But I mean, listen, Cato Kalin aside, Kim, just this is like a pool. It's like the pool boy.
Yeah.
It's like they just decided to give the pool boy lodging and didn't happen to notice that he's covered in gang tattoos, was illegally in the country, and loved to shoot their daughter's guns.
Isn't that nice?
Very true. All right. Griff, always great having you on, my friend. Great reporting here. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. I'll see you later. We appreciate that. All right. Ran over there a little bit. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a great charity event this weekend that you can help out with. We'll be back right after this.